This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Applications for citizenship in the U.S. are surging right now. According to a story in the Texas Tribune, not only is the number of naturalization applications from Texas on the rise, jumping 14%, according to the latest numbers, thousands of legal permanent residents, a.k.a. green card holders, are lining up for help at citizenship workshops, and even more, holding up their right hands and repeating the naturalization oath at citizenship ceremonies, according to the Trib. Edis Albizu may know a thing or two about what's behind this phenomenon. In fact, the Spanish-speaking radio host and immigration attorney has been urging her listeners to become citizens now. Edis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm thinking this may have something to do with this being an election year?
Yes, that's for sure.
So tell us a little bit about what you're telling your listeners.
Well, basically, I have been encouraging our listeners to become citizens. I think that it's important that people that have been in this country for a long time, they actually take the stand and vote and have their voices to be listened. This is a crucial moment for the Latino voters and people from our community. So we have been encouraging people that might be right now eligible to be citizens to start filing the applications and get ready for November.
It's not a small number either. I understand that there are something like close to 9 million legal residents in the U.S. eligible to naturalize. About 1.3 million of those legal residents living in Texas. So how many of those eligible legal residents do you think might actually be able to successfully obtain citizenship by election time?
The process, to be honest, take about 5 to 6 months. So I hope that people get ready now, and hopefully I will say 50% of those people that you just mentioned can be ready for November and be already citizens.
And of course, it's important to underscore the fact that the deadline to register to vote in Texas is actually October 11th. But I want to get back to what might be pushing this. Is some of this, I mean, we know what we've, you know, how people certainly in Mexico have reacted to the candidacy of Donald Trump. Is that what seems to be polarizing the many who are eligible to become naturalized? Or is there something more like, say, the historic nature of the perhaps the first woman ever to be president, for instance, or anything else like that?
For sure, it's more the presidential candidates that we have and where they stand with immigration. I think that many people have the fear that this new president and his team might do drastic changes in the immigration system and change policies, taking away benefits that they already have. So I think it's not only about, you know, this person that they dislike, it's more about also making sure that, you know, they can now become citizens. They might take that right now because they fear that in the future, we don't know what the new president is going to do and then maybe taking away some of the things that they already can do at this point.
I guess the presumption has long been, at least in Texas, that as the demographics change, that's going to favor Democrats. Is that how you see it?
It might be. I mean, I have known Latinos that are Republican, and to be honest, you know, the Republican beliefs and their core, I think that many Latinos can feel that they can identify with the party. But unfortunately, I don't think that they have been addressing with the Latino community the right way. And that might be the reason why more Latinos might be aligned with the Democrats at this point.
Is there a story from all the stories that you've heard from people who are eligible to naturalize that sort of caught your attention? Someone who told you they wanted to become a citizen and some reason that stuck with you?
Yeah, in thinking about the election, I mean, right now, I do feel that people has a lot of patriotism also. And, you know, people that has been here for a long time and they feel, you know, this is their country and they want to make a decision. They want to vote. They want their voice to be also heard. And they feel, you know, it's not fair that they cannot do it. And they love this country and they want to show it also, you know, that they have a voice. So that's another thing that I have been hearing in, you know, people that they are taking finally the step to become a citizen.
Edis Albizu is a Spanish-speaking radio host and immigration attorney who's been urging her listeners to become citizens now. Edis, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.